night.
This is Into the Night, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Tony Bruno and Harry Mays.
Oh, yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. So we got the college football portion of the program at Harry. We talked NFL earlier. NBA, the New York Knicks are allowed to interview assistant coach Will Hardy, one of the young assistants with the San Antonio Spurs. So the Knicks looking to hire a new coach. But baseball's trying to hire anybody to come back and fill stadiums.
Yeah.
Not with fans, but employees. Whatever they need to do, they're still lollygagging. And Jeff Passan, the great baseball writer from ESPN, joins us now. We talked with Buster Olney earlier. Every hour, Jeff, thanks for coming on. Every hour things change. Is the latest that they're now at a standstill again and an impasse?
Well, I'm not going to say impasse because that's a legal term, and every time I use the word impasse, lawyers tell me that I'm a moron. So I don't want to do that.
Well, we're not lawyers.
And we don't even play one on the radio.
Right.
I think standstill is it's about right, but I still feel like this thing is just too close at this point not to move. And I know that the owners are angry, and I know that the players are angry, and I damn sure know that the fans are angry. So if we've all got this collective anger, why not just get rid of it, figure it out, and get as much baseball as you possibly can this year? That to me seems like the most reasonable solution in this situation, and what I think ultimately is going to get done. And if it doesn't, then it turns out to be a 50 or so game season and no expanded playoffs. And, you know, we live with that, and there's anger and animus and bad relations, and it puts 2021 in jeopardy and 2022 in jeopardy. The outcome for a matter of principle and 5 games or 5 days worth of games, it just does not make sense.
No, I agree with you. We had Buster on earlier, and he said the same thing. But I read earlier today you were talking about, and you and Jeff Rogers had a story, that the Players Association was finalizing a proposal to the Major League Baseball owners in the neighborhood of 70 games. And we joked around, and I played, Mr. Rogers from In the Neighborhood, What Neighborhood? Jason Stark, another respected guy that everybody knows, Hall of Famer, he said yesterday 66 games makes sense from a statistical standpoint about playing games. Yet the owners and the players can't figure this out. And why is that? Because that's the $1 million question. How come the owners and players can't figure this out and get it done?
Because they don't like each other, and because they feel like the other side is continuously dealing in bad faith, and because they don't want to be the one who then goes and deals in good faith, and the other side then says, you know what, you extended the olive branch, but we're going to grab it and snap it in two and tell you what we want to do. And it's just, it's become a tiresome endeavor for everybody involved. And this all goes back to the March agreement, Tony. I mean, on March 26th, they came to an agreement that should have laid the groundwork for a return-to-play scenario, but instead they've spent the last 2 months disagreeing on what the agreement said. And every time you have a disagreement on an agreement, that's a sign of a problematic relationship, and exactly where we are right now. The Players Association doesn't like the league, and the league does not like the Players Association. And when you have two sides that are at loggerheads like this, it makes it extraordinarily difficult to come together on a deal, even when you're as close as they are right now.
Well, Jeff, they say that deadlines produce action, and I know there is no hard and fast deadline here, and maybe that's part of the problem, but they are running out of time if they want to get any appreciable amount of games in and get it done by September the 27th to have their playoffs. So are we about at that time this weekend? Is this basically it?
I really hope so. I'm tired of this. Like if you guys see me lately, like, I look terrible.
Well, we all do.
Everybody does. We haven't had a haircut in 4 months.
I don't need a haircut, but we're battered performers. And we've been through this, we've been the 94 rodeo we went through. That wasn't even close to this. At least we had finality, and we knew it was over.
Yeah, we also didn't have the internet. I mean, that tends to pour napalm on a situation like this. And Listen, it's really unfortunate because the truth is they should be playing baseball right now. They literally should be playing games right now. But they aren't, and they're not going to be for another month. And who knows what's going to happen in the country over the next month. And, I mean, I'm hopeful that the COVID cases are not going to get to the point and they're not going to spread throughout clubhouses and are not going to cause the season to get shut down. But, you know, who knows? It's a hard thing to try and figure out on the fly when you simply don't know what a disease is and know enough about it to know the form that it would take in a situation like this.
Jeff Passan of ESPN, baseball writer. We had mentioned Buster on earlier. He says it's going to take one owner to step up. We had eight owners reportedly yesterday who wanted no season at all. So who will be the one owner if that's what it's going to take to kick these guys in the butt and say, let's get this done? And do you still stand by the whole there's eight owners out there who really don't want to play? And do we know who those people are?
I've heard like every number 1 through 15 of owners who don't want to play. And, you know, the focus on the number 8 is not a surprise, because all it takes is 8 owners to shut down any plan. You need 75% vote. And when you got 30 teams, 8 is the magic number. But I think that if Rob Manfred finds a proposal that he believes in and takes it back to owners, that they're going to get on board with it. It may not be unanimous, but it will be enough to get a season started. And so the idea that the owners are going to completely shut down the season, you know, over the last couple of days, I've considered it a possibility, but the more people I talk with right now, Tony, the less I believe that's the case. So it feels like the options right now are either a short season of around 50 or so games or a slightly less short season of around 65.
I have breaking news from the Jeff Passan Twitter feed, which I did not see, and I'm just seeing it now.
At Jeff Passan, yes.
And you look like a batted performer. I'm watching this videotape of you presumably in your driveway measuring to a basketball rim at the end of your driveway, and you go all the way across the street. You look clean and fresh. So this must have been recent. You're wearing a Coca-Cola shirt, and you're doing this, I guess, with Pat McAfee and Dan Orlovsky, and you throw a football all the way from the street all the way to the end of your driveway and hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Tell me that this, and this is recent, right? So how can you tell me that you look battered? You look like you're ready to play.
I put on a lot of makeup that day. this was for my friend Chris Snow, who worked with me at the student paper at Syracuse University and is now the assistant GM of the Calgary Flames and was diagnosed a year ago with ALS. And we're doing trick shots for him. Look at hashtag trick shot for Snowy on Twitter. And my trick shot was to throw a football across the street into my neighbor's basketball hoop 33 yards away. And it took me 3 tries, but I nailed it. It was a good feeling because I was convinced that it was going to take me a lot more than 3 tries.
Did Ben Simmons watch this and say, I want to come back and see if I can hit one from at least in front of your car? Let's start out at like 20 feet and then work our way in.
Oh, that is so rude, but so funny.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome stuff there. So that's not even your driveway. Is that your car?
That is not. That is my neighbor's driveway. That is not my car. No, I am across the street and up the street a little bit.
And that's not even a permanent. That's one of those ones you inflate. That's one of those with the sand
with
or the
sand
water
in the
bases
bottom,
that you can move around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a sandbag hoop. And first try went off the backboard, and it shook the backboard a little. Second try, there's an overhanging limb from one of their big trees in Kansas City that are everywhere, and I hit the tree. And third one, bucket.
Screw baseball. Let's just do a trick shot league and get all the top sports writers in America and say, hey, baseball players, you sit in your basement and play Fortnite. We're going to go outside and do physical stuff and be at one with nature.
I love it. I'm in.
Hashtag trick shot for Snowy.
Trick
that looked like it was
Snowy.
About 100 feet.
How many?
By the way, it wasn't even the best one. So Chris like I said, was diagnosed June 10th of last year. And a doctor's appointment on June 17th last year was told he's got about a year to live.
Wow.
And so yesterday, on June 17th, on that anniversary, goes to a football field, sets up a football on a tee, and bangs a field goal from 43 yards out. Dead center. At this point, his doctors thought that he might not be walking. He might not be moving. And he's out there kicking field goals from 43 yards. It was absolutely incredible. And there's a grand winner right now, hashtag trick shot for Snowy. Go check it out. Mm-hmm. And go do one of your own. And there's a website, snowystrong.ca, that is taking donations for ALS research, ALS awareness month in Canada right now. I urge everyone, even if you have a dollar, it would be wonderful, a wonderful cause to donate to.
And our good buddy Pat McAfee is involved, obviously. He does anything.
Yeah.
You any kind of challenge, Pat's going to be involved, right?
He's in.
He's the best. Did you see what he did?
I'm looking at it now. So did he throw a football, too?
It looks like he did it over a building.
He threw a football over a freaking building.
Wow. At least he didn't jump off into a barge like he did.
On college game day, he jumped in the water.
You know what? I would have been okay with that, too. No, he threw a football 60 yards over a building. Didn't quite get into the trash can because apparently the employees at Key Bank were not happy with him throwing a football over a building and came out and told him to stop. But he, nailed the trash can.
Awesome. So every $10, so obvious people are sending $10 for every foot to snowystrong.ca. That's snowystrong.ca to help Chris Snow, Calgary, and a lot of hockey players involved, obviously, up in Calgary and all over the NHL doing great stuff. That's awesome. Often, last thing about getting back to baseball here, and that is, is there a drop-dead date in your head, or are we just kidding ourselves, thinking that it could be tonight, it could be tomorrow, it has to be by Saturday, it has to be by Sunday?
I think because Rob Manfred has the ability to set a schedule, the drop-dead date is the one that he chooses. Now, the thing is, if it's going to be 50 games, I mean, you can start the season theoretically at the beginning of August at that point.
Right.
And so, this being, I've lost track of time, is it June 18th today? Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's being the 18th. We could wait another 2 weeks for spring training to start and spend all of July doing that and then have a couple of exhibition games and go out for the season. So there's also the reality, if there's a deal that gets done tonight, players are going to be in camp in a week. And 3 weeks after that, we're going to have games. And that is a pretty exciting time right now in baseball, the notion that July 19th could well be opening day.
And, you know, and that's all great. But that first, we got to get the agreement. Then secondly, we don't know where these teams are going to play. There's no bubble sites. There's not like Orlando.
Nope.
Where are they going to do spring training? Are they going to go to Florida, Arizona? Arizona and Florida having COVID relapses now, another wave, so to speak. Are they going to play in their own ballparks? How are they going to set that up? Is there any way they can do that stuff logistically when it's taken them so long just to get the basic deal done?
Yeah, I think the logistical stuff they've been working on for a long time now, and I'm not going to say that it's safe. I'm not going to say that it's going to keep the coronavirus away from baseball players because they're not doing the bubble. They're giving players liberty to go and do what they're going to do. But I think the players who do not take the steps to protect themselves are going to be, shamed is the right word, but they're certainly going to have aspersions cast on them by their teammates who don't want to catch the disease either and don't want to bring it home to their families. That's the problem when you go outside of the bubble. It makes it very difficult to avoid this, and you just hope the measures that they have in place, and they actually have a pretty impressive protocol that was drawn up by the league in terms of health and safety. You hope those measures do enough, but man, it's one of those things where all it takes is one mistake, and the thing is spread like wildfire.
Two other quick ones. The DH, is that going to happen in both leagues?
Yes. If there is an agreement in place, if MLB implements the season, though, it will not.
And then, of course, selling ads on those jerseys. I don't have a problem with it. Every other sport does it. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, that will happen too. And I'm sorry, I'm not romantic enough to really care about it. It's like we live in 2020 now. The fact that MLB's had that as long as it has is actually kind of impressive itself.
Yeah.
Now, what about playing ping pong doubles? Will they be allowed to play ping pong doubles when they go in a garage somewhere and start playing ping?
Yeah.
When Bryce Harper puts down the Fortnite joystick and decides to play ping pong in the Phillies clubhouse with his teammates, can they play doubles?
No.
Jeff, appreciate your time, man.
Thanks,
Jeff.
Great
to talk to you again. Continued success. You're killing it at ESPN. I remember back in the day at Yahoo and back at Syracuse with all my friends like Andrew Siciliano and company. And why are you not following me on Twitter, I guess, is the final thing that really is irritating me today, Jeff.
Is it really irritating you?
Nah, I just always...
Yes, it is.
It's part of my shtick. If I find out that a guest is not following me on Twitter, then I become outraged and demand that you follow me.
Which is exactly why I'm not going to follow you.
Let's give him a roaring round of applause.
Let me give you a roaring round of applause for that. The great Jeff Passan. He can do it all, except get the baseball season restarted. Jeff, good to talk to you, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, Tom. Be well, man.
There he is, Jeff Passan.
That's perfect.
That's a lot of fun.